This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's
the country at this time?
Greg, what do you see?
Well, I see and I hear a lot of the same things, which is we're talking about all this coming together stuff, and it's a shame because it's ignored all year round. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of basic good citizenry is actually mocked in the media because the storyline in parts of middle America and Texas where not is one of oppression, division, and bigotry. You think about all the nonsense causes that take up conflict airspace. I call it conflict airspace, where there are these ridiculous fights over bathrooms, over pronouns, microaggressions, identity politics, gender politics. These are the things that consume people in the media, people in academia, people in entertainment. Harvey comes and washes all of that away and reveals what really matters is or not these bizarre manufactured squabbles, but things that actually happen to people every day in their lives. Even when they're in over their heads, literally, they aren't in over their heads. They don't need inspiration from me. They don't need inspiration from a leader. They don't need inspiration from religious leaders. They inspire themselves. This is the America that the news ignores because there is no conflict to build up. You can't gin up anything with this. And there's no Antifa helping out because they can't find anybody to punch.
Right.
You know, that's a great
horses,
point about the
horses to stab. Yeah, they like to do that too.
Yeah, I really like that.
Well, what a great line, huh? There's nobody there to punch. You know, and that's the deal. I mean, you know, when something like this happens, you know, although there are some other people that are missing that, you know, you wonder, you go, at least, you know, I do. Where are the leaders? You know, where's, Jesse Jackson? You know, where's Al Sharpton? This is when something, you know, this is an apolitical event. That's why some of the politics that's brought up, people go, you know, it's inappropriate. I don't want to hear about it right now. I mean, because you can't politicize something. Now you're just, you know, you're reaching for straws here, Scott. I mean, you're talking about the first lady's shoes. You know, it's like, come on. You know, it's just so ridiculous in the contrast of the true suffering that the people there in Texas are dealing with, and like they want to worry about, and even the people, you know, in terms of watching TV, you know, they watching what's going on there. You know, they're not interested in that kind of stuff. And even with one reporter, you know, obviously a bit inexperienced, and she's dealing with a mom who is totally stressed out. And, you know, and here she is, and the reporter wants to go, well, how do you feel? Well, how do you think I feel? Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't, it's just kind of a lack of experience and how to put yourself compassionately in the place of this mother of four children that are wet, they're concerned, you know, probably some panic has set in as well with the reality that they have nothing. They have nothing. And in this particular case, you know, you're first of all, let's get you out of this area of danger. Let's get you in shelter. Let's get you where you have water. Those are two critical things to deal with. But as they're pointing out, this isn't just about today, even though, you know, today is Lend a Hand Wednesday. Kind of appropriate that would be that today would be that day, Lend a Hand Wednesday. A lot of hands being lent out and people coming in from all over the country to help out. But this is still, we're still in the early phases. We're not even in the rebuilding phases right now. And to hear the reports and what they have to do in terms of you know, shelter, how many people that they've got in local hotels right now. And it's a, it's just barely a scratch to what they've got to look forward to, because they're talking maybe upwards of 500,000 people plus that they're going to have to take care of here. And the hotels can't, you know, they're not going to be able to handle all that. And, you know, and then how many homes can possibly be repaired enough to where some of these families can even you know, return to their homes right away. But it's going to be a while. This is going to be a long-term project, and we've only just begun, as they say. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We got lots of work ahead. Not an easy task, but one that, you know, Americans do not cower from. We have backed off a little bit. We're paying the price right now because we have taken our eye off the ball. We trusted our elected officials to keep this country on track, but clearly their idea of what on track means and our idea, that is the challenge, and we're doing everything we can to reconcile that. Even though we just had an election back in November, some of the establishment types and the politicians that want to think that they know more than, you know, the electorate, you know, they're resisting. They're resisting what the people have clearly said, and maybe it will take the midterm elections for them to finally get the message that this is all about a government of, for, and by we the people. With us right now is Dr. Jerome Corsi, always good to have him with us, who serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Previously, Dr. Corsi worked for 12 years as senior staff reporter for WND.com. And Dr. Corsi, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but a lot going on here. Of course, the country's eyes right now fixed on Texas and, you know, the epic waterfall and the damage of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, it's clearly a tragedy and a natural disaster. And I'm pleased to see the federal government and President Trump are responding as quickly as they have been responding. Our hearts go out to all the victims, and I'm also encouraged to see the number of citizens that are getting in their boats and their pickup trucks and going to help other citizens. I think it's really a heartfelt move in Texas and very encouraging about where the country's headed.
Exactly. Well, you know, as we've been talking about on this show, you know, you talk about unity and people coming together. It's not like we only have black boats out there taking care of black people or white boats taking care of white people. I mean, you have a spirit of unity there that's on display, but the media's not reporting on that.
Well, what I see in watching it myself is that you've got Americans helping Americans. You've got people of all races and religions and male, female, I mean, you name it, pitching in to do what they can to help others.
Yes.
And I don't see that, you know, the media since Obama has been running this class warfare narrative, the Saul Alinsky kind of divide and conquer strategy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, it's to the detriment of the progress that has been made in civil rights and in racial issues since the 1960s. Americans are more racially united than ever in my lifetime. And this whole Black Lives Matter and Obama attacking the police and everything Obama did to create racial divisions along Saul Alinsky lines, I think was deplorable.
Is this a bit of their last stand, so to speak, here, Jerome? Because I have the sense that the reason they're fighting so hard is because they realize they're losing a grip. Is that your observation as well?
I think so. I think that the left became unhinged, that Hillary Clinton lost and has not yet recovered the fact that America is rejecting this hard left agenda. Mm-hmm. And the idea that the left would actually engage in the Soros-funded Antifa, which is our violent thugs, dressed, they look like ISIS in their black uniforms.
Exactly.
Hooded faces. I mean, if the left is this desperate, they have to resort to, you know, the type of street violence we saw from the left in the Weimar Republic in the 1930s. Mm. I think the left is on the way out.
Yeah.
And very few Americans are going to support this kind of extreme behavior.
Well, I think the people are coming to a decision, and that was very clear back in November, at least for most of us that had eyes to see. There's still some that are resisting, you know, the idea that America voted and said enough of this junk. I mean, why waste the time? Why waste the money and resources? I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a government that I've been pouring money into that is effective. And they voted a CEO into office to take the reins of this government. And meanwhile, he's had little help even from, you know, what you would say should be people that were on his side from the GOP. But, they're, you know, the establishment is the establishment, and it's equal opportunity. It's on both sides.
Well, President Trump did not run as a true Republican. He's really an independent. And the elite establishment of the GOP, McConnell, you know, and Ryan and the others, Boehner before them, were well bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance companies that like Obamacare. And, you know, the entrenched financial interest in Washington, the corruption, is massive. And, you know, when you come back to Antifa, Americans are not prepared to see thugs beating people in the street, blocking, you know, speeches and free press opportunities, free speech opportunities at Berkeley. I think Americans are getting sick and tired of these snowflake universities and the PC gone amok, the political correctness gone completely over the cliff. Most Americans, you know, very few Americans are going to have ever truly discriminated against transgenders. I mean, anyone who's been in New Orleans going back to the 50s knows that, you know, what the show bar was all about and always has been about.
Exactly.
And, you know, but the idea that we're going to have to expand this as if it were a mainstream culture is a taking of a PC idea and trying to make it into a civil right equivalent to race. And I think, quite frankly, that's demeaning to people like Martin Luther King and others who were really dealing with a massive amount of discrimination on the basis of race, which has no basis. These sexual issues, I think, but most Americans are happy to tolerate, but they don't have to become mainstream, because the truth is only about, you know, 1 or 2% of the population are in these variations of sexual behavior that the LGBT lobby is trying to make mainstream.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, that's been brought out time and again here, Jerome, is that we're talking such a, you know, a small number of people here that are, you know, and you know, you get a bit of the tail shaking the dog. I mean, I've talked to a lot of educators, you know, kids come back to school and it's not about reading, writing and arithmetic so much as it is about, you know, the bathroom rules now under this new influence and this this activist agenda that has permeated, you know, our school system, even down to the first grade. So it's pretty crazy. You can't talk, you spend time about this. Now you got to deal with a social issue. And, you know, it's like, well, who made the teachers experts? Like, all of a sudden they're psychologists?
Well, when the left goes off the cliff like this, and you see it in the, you know, the Red Guard movement and the Cultural Revolution in the 60s in China, you lose a generation. They don't get educated.
Yeah. Well, here it is. It's happening to us. We've got plenty to talk about with Dr. Jerome Corsi. When we come back, we're going to address the plot that was uncovered to derail Arpaio's pardon. And also, Dr. Corsi is going to address the FBI rejecting a FOIA request for Hillary Clinton's email docs. The FBI has decided all by themselves that the public is not interested. There's nothing there. Luke Skywalker, let's just move on and we'll go live another day. Curious to see what Dr. Corsi has to say about that. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Send your emails direct, NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Trump.com.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. Rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Bill Martinez live.
This is what happens when the culture becomes unhinged and exchanges the truth for the lie. And that is what's happening to today's America, ladies and gentlemen, unless you pull back, push back and say, look, it, we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is what Bill Martinez Live is all about, and also why we appreciate experts like Dr. Jerome Corsi coming on the show and giving us the facts, Jack, as they would say. Dr. Corsi currently serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Jerome, I wanted to get your read on the FBI running interference for one Hillary Clinton. Says there's nothing there. They reject the FOIA request, stating that but the public's not interested in her emails anymore. This has come and gone. It's old news. Let's just move on.
Well, I thought Breitbart had a very good article saying that, you know, it looks like the Obama administration is still in charge of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department has not been cleaned out of all the Obama and Clinton holdovers, and they're all leftists. They're going to protect Hillary. They're going to do everything they can to empower Mueller to go after Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I think it's disgraceful that the Department of Justice assumes it has the right to determine what the American public is interested in. FOIA requests do not have a clause in the law that specifies that if a department doesn't think it's of significant interest to the public, they can reject the request. So someone at the Department of Justice just violated the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a new requirement, right? Public interest? I mean, there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on. I'd like to find out who wrote that letter, and I'd like to file criminal charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think it's, you know, this is in the interest of conservatism, in the interest of, you know, preserving law and order. I mean, this is the problem. We're so mired with all these things. And the Trump administration, you know, I've called them Manchurian candidates that are interspersed throughout his administration, whether you want to call them the deep state, the Obama holdovers, even going back to Clinton holdovers. I mean, they're well entrenched. And, you know, and of course, Congress is all complicit in this because they've been rather slow, particularly the Democratic Party, in allowing this president to get his team in place. I mean, it's just been a hard-fought battle. I mean, some of it is by design that Donald Trump has said, look, I believe in a smaller government. There's a reason, you know, if we don't need to have that the official in that capacity, we'll save the money and we'll move on. But clearly there are other areas where it's really lacking, and he just does not have the support you know, from people of the same ideology that are supporting him. And meanwhile, you get people that, you know, are ready to put their stick in his spokes as he's trying to roll the roll the country down the hill here.
Well, so far, a lot of people who are holdovers in Washington think that they get rid of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that obstruction and, you know, doing everything they can to leak and to be a problem child is going to advance their cause. Well, Donald Trump is not going to be removed from office.
Mm-hmm.
There's no high crimes and misdemeanors. He's not going to resign. He's understands that the press is launching a constant battle against him no matter what he says, led by David Brock at Media Matters. And eventually these people are all going to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And departments are going to be closed. We could run the federal government with one-tenth of the people there in Washington, and they don't imagine that they're about to lose their jobs. Well, you know, I've got some news for you. One is that there's going to be a lot of legal cases, criminal cases being filed here, whether the Department of Justice wants to file them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there's going to be a lot of people fired in Washington who have jobs. I recommend that they sell their houses and get their resumes ready today because they're not going to be there long.
I mean, sooner or later, this has to get cleared up, and Donald Trump is the one to do it as the perennial CEO that doesn't want to mess around. And as he said, You know, he's not fretting about having less people. Even, you know, Vice President Pence said, with all these agencies, these overlapping agencies, 17, 18 agencies doing the same thing, and there's no accountability. I mean, that's not the way to run a railroad.
Also, this whole idea that, you know, of accountability, Kushner, you know, this brilliant little, what is he, 30 years old?
Yeah, 35 or something.
You know, he thinks he's got a genius solution to the Middle East. He runs off with a delegation.
Hmm.
They pat him on the head, give him some bagels and lox, and send him home.
Right.
Well, you know, Trump's going to say, okay, you guys told me and McMaster's that you have the genius solution to the Middle East. Where is it?
Yes.
Well, fine, you're fired. Right. He did that to Priebus. Priebus told President Trump that he was going to get Obamacare repealed and replaced the day that after John McCain, you know, our genius senator from Arizona, you know, voted with Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
Trump fired Priebus and started pounding McConnell and Ryan with tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people don't understand. Wait till Donald Trump gets a hold of the RNC and their money, and he says, I'm sorry, I'm not funding your reelection.
Exactly. Well, coming to a theater near you real soon. Jerome, next on the agenda here that I want to talk to you about was the Arpaio deal, the Arpaio pardon. And you said there was a plot uncovered to derail this. Of course, it wasn't realized, but there was no question that Arpaio was in the crosshairs from day one on this deal. And I have my own theory as to why. But what do you say?
Well, I mean, Arpaio wanted to enforce the laws on the books on immigration. And Tom Perez, who is a La Raza communist, now running the Democratic National Committee, was in the Department of Justice. He went after Arpaio. Arpaio was railroaded here by a rogue judge who charged Arpaio under the wrong statute, would not allow him a jury trial. At the bench trial, Arpaio established that the court order was vague, that they got legal opinions, they were trying to comply with the court order. All that evidence was ignored by Judge Bolton when she ruled that Arpaio disregarded the court order, which is not true. And I think Trump's pardon was very effective because if Arpaio had been sentenced, he'd have had to have waited 5 years, according to current rules, to get a pardon through the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're about to see next week, it's in the process, and I've been writing about this. Jeff Sessions, I don't know what Jeff Sessions is doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a pretty good job on immigration, but he hasn't cleaned up that department. Well, Jeff Sessions is not up to the job,
but
I think we need to replace him.
Right.
And he's about to get hit, Jeff Sessions, by a bunch of ethics charges against these judges filed by Arpaio, and it's going to be very heavily supported by people like me in the press who are, you know, pushing back against this narrative, you know, the lying mainstream media narrative that Arpaio intentionally disregarded a court order. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The bench trial record shows that Arpaio made every effort to comply with that court order. He brought in legal opinions, but the mainstream media doesn't care about the truth. They care about, you know, a witch hunt against Sheriff Arpaio. It's not going to work.
Exactly. Well, didn't the first charge run its statute of limitations, and then the judge had to, you know, kind of jury rig another complaint?
He charged him under the wrong statute.
Yes.
And that permitted her to hold a bench trial, not a jury trial.
So this thing was fallacious from the very start. So as you say, the pushback, they're going to have to reconcile this, and this is going to be an expensive proposition for them.
I hope it costs the Justice Department every penny they've got.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, appreciate you keeping us up to date. Dr. Corsi on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jerome.
Sure, my pleasure.
It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Trump is dealing with more than just the Harvey aftermath. There is, of course, other news. Tonight, a new wrinkle to the investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election. And it has to do with Mr. Trump's attempt to put his mark on Moscow. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts fills us in tonight.
The project, launched in September of 2015, was a gleaming hotel, office tower, and residence that would dominate the Moscow skyline. At the center of the proposal, Trump Organization attorney Michael Cohen and deal broker Felix Sater, who would act as liaison between the Trump Organization and the Russian government, which would have to grant permits for the project. November 3, 2015, Sater sent an email to Cohen bragging the project would be a boon to then-candidate Donald Trump. Sater writing, quote, "Our boy can become president of the USA and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this. I will manage this process." In a letter to congressional investigators yesterday, Cohen laid out the timetable for the project, saying by late January 2016, it became apparent, quote, the proposal wasn't feasible and, quote, should not be pursued any further. Cohen also said Sater, whom he has known for several decades, quote, has sometimes used colorful language and has been prone to salesmanship. President Trump said repeatedly he had no business dealings with Russia.
Can you say explicitly that Russia has no business?
No, I have nothing to do with Russia.
I know nothing about the inner workings of Russia. I don't deal there. I own nothing in Russia.
A lot of people thought I owned office buildings in Moscow. I don't have property in Russia.
What the president said at the time he said it did not appear to contradict the timeline of the Trump Tower Moscow project. An attorney for the president also points out the project never got beyond a letter of intent and that there was never any kind of business deal signed with Russian entities. But it wasn't for lack of trying. In mid-January 2016, when it was apparent the project was stalled, Cohen sent an email to Vladimir Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. In the email obtained by Fox News, Cohen writes, quote, "As this project is too important, I am hereby requesting your assistance. I respectfully request someone, preferably you, contact me so that I might discuss the specifics as well as arranging meetings with the appropriate individuals."
Now, Cohen did not know Peskov's personal email, so he simply sent his request to the Kremlin's General Press Inquiries email address. He says less than 2 weeks later, he decided to abandon the Trump Tower Moscow project. Doesn't ever recall hearing back from Peskov, nor did he ever try to contact Peskov or other Russian officials at any time after that. So attorneys who are close to Cohen are saying, well, that's evidence of anti-collusion if he didn't even know Peskov's personal email address.
On the investigation, we can report tonight that Donald Trump Jr. has agreed to talk to congressional investigators.
You'll remember that he was facing a subpoena back in July to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and in much the same way that Jared Kushner spoke with the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. In an interview, he will sit down for a transcribed interview with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Brett, we don't yet know the date of that, but it looks like he's gotten away from a subpoena, at least, by saying, I'll sit down, we can talk with each other, and you can transcribe what I have to say for the record.
Okay, John, thank you. Thanks.
Well, these are the latest update there as to what is happening, you know, regarding the Russian collusion. It's all coming out, and you know, hey, you know, we'll report. You decide what how much veracity is behind all this. Just about 25 minutes, make it just about 25 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Melody Morgan joins us now. She's a national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com. Melody, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I've known of your work that you've been doing on behalf of vets for a long time and active duty service people. So it's an honor to have you on with us to talk about, you know, the IRS and John Koskinen. And you're echoing the same sentiments we've been saying on this show. Is I just cannot believe the guy still have a job, you know?
I don't either. I'm really glad to hear. It's very heartening to hear that you've been talking about this. I feel like I've been kind of shouting into a barrel, Bill, but,
yeah.
You know, I had to speak out about this. I should preface it by saying that I am a big supporter of Donald Trump. You know, I will attack anybody who attacks him because I think the man is trying very hard to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. But there is some low-hanging fruit out there, and I'm just hoping that when he can turn his attention away from the hurricane, and God, please, I pray for those people every single day. But when he comes back to Washington, one of the things that he really needs to do and should have done on day one is fire the IRS commissioner, because this is a guy who really, he should have been fired a long time ago. He's lied to Congress. He's been thrown up for impeachment charges by Congress. He keeps like a snake slithering off, or like one of the alligators that needs to be drained out of the swamp. I don't know how he does it. He's 78 years old, and this is a guy who has targeted conservatives across the country. It's just disgraceful.
Absolutely. And his arrogance that was on full display during the hearings was unconscionable to me. And I thought, you know, right then he sealed his fate. But he lives another day. It's like, okay, what pictures does he have and who does he have pictures of that allows him to live, you know, continue?
You know, I had the same thought. And I even wrote about, I wondered, you know, if the president was afraid that his tax returns might be exposed or as payback. That's what the liberals always do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the president is really, he has withstood so many slings and arrows. I just can't imagine. He's shown unbelievable courage in the face of the deep state. So I don't think that's it. I just think that maybe he's moved down low on the priority list, but he needs to move right back up to the top, because listen to this. We've discovered from the IRS General for the Tax Administration, sort of the watchdog for the IRS, that the commissioner, John Koshkinen, has rehired 212 fired employees. These are people that I'm talking about, IRS agents, who have themselves avoided paying taxes. Mm-hmm. They've stolen from the IRS. They've embezzled. And plus, they go into their computers and they grab the personal information of, say, their ex-wife or ex-boyfriend or whatever, and they're mm-hmm. using it for their own personal satisfaction. Those are the people that John Koshkinen is hiring back to the IRS. The very swamp that got drained a little bit is now coming, filling back up again, and it's just inexcusable.
Why not Lois Lerner? Let's bring her back while we're at it, huh? Just for fun.
Hey, exactly. Why don't we bring her back to the Gray Bar Hotel where she belongs, in a nice black and white, lovely designer outfit.
Yeah, but she was sent out with a golden parachute. She saw what was happening, well protected and, you know, lawyered up and everything. And, you know, she's basically gotten away. Koskinen, her, the IRS, what they did in influencing at least four election cycles with the, you know, illegal behavior that they conducted against conservatives. And this is one of those things. It's kind of like what the FBI decided to do in ignoring a or refusing a FOIA request on Hillary Clinton. You know, they decided that, you know, public's not interested in it. And I guess they've decided that the public is not interested in what the IRS did to conservative groups.
I think this is one of the biggest scandals and one of the biggest stains on the legacy of Obama that this country will ever see, because this is taking our fundamental trust, which is, you know, taking care of all of these precious resources that we've given the government to take care of those who are less fortunate than us, and then using it against us. You know, I had an IRS field agent. I don't know if you know what this feels like, but an IRS field agent in my charity's office for over a year, and he just kept asking for more and more and more paperwork, audit after audit after audit. And at the end, what did they find? Nothing. Zero. Yeah. Nothing. And they admitted it was the best small charity that they had ever seen. And so this is happening all over the country. We've got to stop it.
No, I know exactly how it feels. I had a partner, female partner, in an enterprise, an educational enterprise. And basically, the agent said, if she'll go out with me, you know, I'll go away.
This is crazy.
It is nuts, but it's the world we live in, and this is why the swamp needs to be drained, and why conservatives and the voices like yours and mine, Melanie, need to be kept out there and often in order to encourage people not to grow weary. That we can win this fight, but we got to stay the course here and fight the good fight. Melanie Morgan, I'm Bill Martinez live, MediaEqualizer.com. She's the national spokeswoman for that group. Melanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Ooh, I was broken from a young age, taking my token to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, killing me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson
your program,
from the brain, seeing
your
the
calls,
through the
your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Cooler Talk Time, and that means Andrea Kay joins us. Yes, TV, radio personality, alive and well, and having as much fun as the government will allow her to have. Thank goodness there's restraints on you.
By the way, I got to say, I'm loving that cool song you played at the bumper.
Well,
talk with AK. Who knew you were so cool to pick that song, baby?
Well, just for you, you know. And well, we, you know, we're just a bucket of surprises. You know that, you know. And this is why we love having you on, because the surprises keep on coming. Hey, yeah. Lots to talk around the cooler, of course. Everybody talking about Harvey, this, record rainfall, the devastation that has taken place there. And at the same time, today happens to be Lend a Hand Wednesday. And there's been lots of hands lent out, toward humanity. I'm very touched by the unity and the people, just Americans, helping Americans. Coming together, there's no black boats taking care of black people or white boats only taking care of white people. They're all in it, one for all for one, kind of thing. And, that is very, very heartening in the midst of this kind of devastation that is taking place. And maybe, only maybe,
Andrea, you could hope that this might be a portend and maybe a door opener for us to get maybe beyond some of this contention, though it's being manufactured by these outside groups. And it's I think that's part of the refreshing thing, too, about Harvey, is Harvey has pushed away the Antifa group and, you know, these white supremacists and this contention. It's kind of taken them out of the headlines for a bit.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough for me sometimes to talk about, because yesterday was actually the 12th anniversary of Katrina.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm from that area. There's not a neighborhood or area that was devastated by Katrina where I didn't literally have friends or family that lost everything.
Mm.
I had hoped that the lessons from Katrina would have been ingrained in the American people, one of which was that, you know, there was a lot of criticism of President Bush at the time, which was meant to try to shift the mindset of people from, you know, banding together in community towards a centralized government. And, you know, what we saw at Katrina is what we're seeing now, that it was community banding together, like the Cajun Navy,
that
saved the people in Harvey are the same people that saved the local, you know, citizens, whether they were black, white, or whatever color they are, because there's also more colors in the South than just black and white.
Yes.
And, you know, and so 12 years later, you know, those lessons weren't learned, if people are still surprised that it's about community. And, yeah, we're not seeing Antifa and BLM in the headlines today because they're not down there trying to pick anybody out of an attic. They're not going around trying to save anybody, because what they're about is they're about trying to keep people from understanding that the truth about America is what you see, what you saw 12 years ago in Katrina and what you're seeing right now in Houston, that Americans have a heart of love for each other in spite of how imperfect our past might be, because human beings are imperfect, but we are still the greatest nation that ever lived, and that's what's on display. But the left wants us to think that one side in Charlottesville is all that this country is about. And that's why they got upset at Trump for saying that there's some bad stuff on both sides. But really what we see, hand helping hand in Houston 12 years ago in Katrina, that's really what this country is about.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, Andrea, that, you know, what you saw firsthand in Katrina with friends and family members losing all they had, we can only imagine. I mean, we're watching this on TV and you see, you know, the spirits of people, the hope that they have, the whole spectrum of emotions on display there. And you can't help but be heartbroken for them. I think we've been very fortunate that we're talking small numbers of deaths have taken place as a result of Harvey. So that says something, you know, about the people there in Texas. Now Louisiana is getting, you know, rained on as well, like they need more water, still recovering from, you know, from Katrina from 12 years ago. They're not back 100%. They've come a long way, but nonetheless, I think we've been very fortunate that has been the case. And this is all in spite of what this knucklehead, I don't know if you read that or not, this knucklehead professor in Tampa has said that, this is payback. This is karma. You know, the rainfall in Texas, this is karma for the people of Texas that voted for Donald Trump.
That is so absolutely mind-numbingly outrageous.
Yeah.
I've done reports recently on my show about how off the rails mentally the colleges are in this country. Hat tip to that college in Florida that had the sense to immediately, you know, fire that guy. You know, 1,200 people died in Katrina 12 years ago with a Democrat mayor and a Democrat governor. You know, what were they being punished for?
Exactly.
You know, to try to politicize this tragedy. I don't know how many people from New Orleans displaced from Katrina lost everything again in Houston yesterday. Like my Uncle Frank, I haven't even heard a report about what happened to Uncle Frank. Mm. He got shoved out of from Katrina into Houston. A lot of my family did. I don't even know what's happened to family members of mine.
Yeah, and that's a good point. A lot of people. I mean, Texas, you know, covered the back of Louisianans. And, of course, the Louisiana governor said, hey, they were there for us. We're going to be there for them. But you had a lot of people moving to Houston because this is the thing. This is all part of the rebuilding, recovery, rebuilding process that takes place, which happens in years. And, you know, it takes time. And you've got migrations of people saying, OK, hey, I'm leaving a state that I knew, a city that I knew most of my life, and I'm going to start all over again. And doggone it, you know, here they end up in deja vu 12 years later one more time. That has to be incredible. They got to be looking up to God and going, you know, what am I doing wrong here?
Yeah, you know, but however, I will also say that some of the lessons from Katrina was also about personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Family members of mine that stayed in the New Orleans area that had the proper insurance for these kinds of situations were able to rebuild. Same thing for businesses. We can't just rely on government and big bailout programs to take care of our personal property and to protect us in the event of a natural disaster. And that's one of the things that family members of mine who lost everything, even those who were renting, you know, have tried to get people to understand, you know, because I had some cousins that didn't have insurance and they couldn't rebuild. The ones that had insurance could. And so there was a lot of lessons to come out of this. But, you know, the most important one today, given the work that the left has done to try to characterize all Americans as hate-filled racist, I'm hoping that maybe we can turn the tide from that narrative. And I have to say, the left is, they were really hoping that they were going to be able to put the final nail in the coffin on Trump with some kind of bad Trump administration handling of this disaster. And even Democrat governor out of Louisiana had to say that the Trump administration and FEMA have done a phenomenal job. When all the left can criticize Trump for is Melania's shoes.
Yes, exactly.
I think they've done an amazing job.
Yeah, they really have. And of course, here we are when we've got a long way to go and the media is not going to stop. I mean, they're trying to find anything that they can. If not, they're going to make stuff up, which they've like that's never happened. Right. They've never made anything up before. So, it's not going to ease up. They may take a breath for a minute. The Antifa crowd is out of the picture right now because, like you say, they don't know how to lend a hand. They only know how to throw hands and create chaos, not to do anything that would be positive and uplifting for the greater good of this country. And that would be any of the radicals on both sides, the extreme right and left. All hands on deck to do what we can to help Texans. And for those of you that are donating, beware that there are scoundrels out there. There are people out there that will fleece you and make sure that who you're giving to, that it is a credible organization. I mean, I hear stories where people are going door to door trying to collect money. It's just gotten real crazy. And of course, you get some of the stuff. You got the looting going on, minor stuff. It's minor by comparison because of the lessons learned from Katrina and these other areas that have been devastated in the country. Law enforcement, government is a lot wiser. And I believe that, Donald Trump and the administration was very proactive early on, to be on top of this. So, they had everything right to the border as opposed to what they learned in Katrina. In Katrina, they were a little slow in getting everything there, but here they anticipated it and they seemed to manage to the worst possibility. And this is, I think, serving the purposes, and making things a lot smoother there, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think it's also important to understand that however well coordinated the federal government is or an administration like President Trump, at the end of the day, it still comes down to state and local and community.
Yeah.
The left is constantly trying to push the centralized power to D.C. for absolutely everything. And this should be another lesson as to why, that's not the best course of action.
Right.
And as people, when we look back at Katrina, it was the faith-based organizations, in spite of, all the FEMA efforts and the trailers and all the money that was spent on all that stuff. It was basically the faith-based groups.
Without a doubt.
The best part.
And speaking of which, Joel Osteen cleared up that deal once and for all. The fake news that was being put out about Lakewood Church. What happened there.
Right.
So he's clearing that up emphatically. So I'm glad to hear that. And also good news for Trump administration. Drudge is reporting GDP up, jobs are up. I know that's the number one concern for Donald Trump beyond what's happening with Hurricane Harvey.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money?